The Marshland Shrine in Oberdorla.
According to Tacitus in his Germania, the Germanic folk dedicated the clearings and the groves to their gods and won their favour by sacrificing the animals approved for this purpose.
As early as the 6th century BC, an early shrine with a sacrificial altar was set up in Oberdorla in the Unstrut-Hainich district at an enclosed basin overlooking a sinkhole. Now, this basin was later flooded, and for a period of about 1,000 years, the shore of the lake that had developed there was a site for venerating the gods. About 70 shrines have been found in the vicinity of the lake, dating from the Hallstatt Age to the period of the Great Migration. The areas, fenced in with wickerwork, rods, and poles, were provided with rectangular or quadratic altars and wooden idols. Hammers and clubs were employed in the ritual worship of the various gods, to whom animal sacrifices were made. In earlier Germanic times, even human sacrifices were made.
The Hermandori first set up a large circular shrine on the south shore of the lake. Later on in the 2nd century, additional shrines were built on the west shore. Only one shrine from the late Roman period, that of the Princess of Haßleben, has been found. However, it had one distinctive feature, the idol of the Gallic Roman goddess Diana ab Norba. Apparently, the close ties the Germanic peoples had to the Romans also had an influence on their religion. You can see a copy of the idol in the showcase on the left, next to the door leading to the next room.
In the first room on this floor, you have already seen an important finding that has a bearing on the work of Germanic craftsmen. It is the rare carpenter's sacrifice with mallet and measuring rod. What you see on exhibit here is but a small selection of the wooden objects found in Oberdorla. We are indebted to the special conservatory conditions of the marshland there for the fact that these objects were preserved for posterity.